sustained winds over a 16-hour period and gusts of up to 64 miles per hour on February 25th knocked out power and damaged trees and buildings. Stronger than the force of some tropical storms, the wind also battered the fish exhibit along the museum reach of the San Antonio Riverwalk.
This actually is one of the studs that come through here. And so the forces in those winds were so strong that it bent 3/8-inch stainless steel all thread. That's a lot of force.
John Grant is a staff artist from Denver who works on public arts projects designed at Donald Lipsky Studios in New York. Grant and Mike Kirkhart from Stuart, Florida, came to San Antonio this week to restore the fish sculptures that hang under I-35.
We were trying to preserve the the luminescent quality, the beauty of it.
Kirkhart worked with local staff to put the fish halves back together at the San Antonio River Authority workshop Friday afternoon.
Fabulous.
Grant says he came here once before for minor repairs to the exhibit after a tropical storm, but he was surprised that no more damage occurred in the February event.
We look at the numbers here. We've got 25 fish flying over the river, and three of them needed repair, and one came down. And in that storm, for sustained winds for that long, we're calling that a win for this project.
All but one fish will be repaired on this trip, and they're hoping to reinstall the restored fish Saturday morning.
Kind of hold steady.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.